Both sides in the Aer Lingus dispute are expressing hope this lunchtime that progress can be made in talks today. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, joins us now. Will, first, bring us through what happened this morning.
Well, Cian, at Aer Lingus's invitation, both sides came to the Muldrone Hotel near Dublin Airport around 9 o'clock this morning to hold face-to-face talks. And that invitation obviously came after the Labour Court called both sides in separately on Tuesday to see if any progress could be made, but decided at that point that it couldn't. And obviously comes amid mounting political pressure on the airline and the pilots to get around the table and to talk. Now, on the way in, we spoke to both sides. First of all, here's Aer Lingus Chief Corporate Affairs Officer Donal Moriarty, who said he was hopeful some progress could be made.
Well, we're obviously hopeful that some progress can be made. In particular, it's important that IALPA are willing to discuss the things that could help resolve this dispute. So having meaningful discussions is essential. So we're hopeful that some progress can be made today.
Has your position shifted at all?
Our position hasn't shifted. There are various things that need to be discussed in order to build pilot pay beyond the 12.25% agreed with all other collectively bargained groups. So we're hopeful that we can have those discussions today.
Now, Captain Mark Tighe is the president of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, and he's among those on the pilot side taking part in the talks. On his way in, he also expressed hope that the talks could move forward. Here's what he had to say.
We're hoping that the company will see the reasonableness of an accumulative inflationary pay rise and find a method to put this into place. The solution lies with them.
Okay. Donal Moriarty's made it pretty clear that they're going to be looking for something extra from the pilots if they are to pay an increase of more than 12.25%. They've already raised this with you, and you've already said that you don't have a mandate to continue talks on that basis. Is that still your attitude?
That is still the case. What he's looking for is for the pilots to pay for their own pay increase. I don't see how that's a reasonable position.
Are you in a position to shift your position this morning?
We're in negotiations. We're always in negotiations.
That's the arrivals this morning, Will. But since then, IALPA's Mark Tighe left the meeting early. Do we know why? What did he say?
Yeah, Mark Tighe left around about an hour after the talks began, and he said he had to go to prepare for a meeting with airline investors in the afternoon. But he said the talks were continuing on a more technical basis, and that both sides had agreed to strip down their negotiating teams to three each to see if progress could be made. He said he couldn't comment on what is happening within the talks, but said the tone has always been pleasant and that hasn't changed. And he asked if the public should take heart from the developments this morning, the fact that they're talking. He said he's always hopeful of improvement, but couldn't speculate as to where the talks would go. He also confirmed that the union had not been asked to call off their industrial action pending the outcome of the talks. He added that today's talks are a continuation of the process that has continued for 22 months and that nothing specifically new has been put on the table, but everything is still on the table.
You mentioned the tone and the numbers of the people at the meeting, but before we go on, just remind us, what's the key issue in these talks today?
Yeah, the key issue really is that on the one hand, the pilots are seeking a 24% pay increase, as they say they haven't had one since 2019, and there has been significant inflation since then. But the airline, which has agreed to a 12.25% pay rise with other groups within the company, is not prepared to grant the other 12% to the pilots without securing productivity and flexibility changes from them. The pilots maintain this would effectively be them paying for their own pay increase, as you heard Mark Tighe say, which, you know, they believe they're due this money anyway and are not prepared to accept that.
Now, well, people will be listening to this. They'll know that the IALPA work to rule is ongoing and that on Saturday there's an 8-hour strike on the cards. It's still going ahead. Is there any talk of industrial relations being paused?
No, when Mark Tighe was asked whether the pilots had been asked to pause their industrial action pending the outcome of the talks, and he said they hadn't. So for now, that very restrictive, indefinite work to rule by the pilots, which began yesterday, continues. There are 270 flights have been cancelled already between yesterday and Tuesday of next week, and that remains the case. And the expectation, I think, is that the longer this goes on without progress being made and these talks bearing fruit, the more likely it is that others will follow.
We heard from Donal Moriarty earlier, but how has Aer Lingus been responding?
Well, Aer Lingus says it's focused on ensuring that disruption to passengers is minimised. So far, since the start of the industrial action yesterday, no other flights apart from those cancelled have been disrupted. So that is a glimmer of good news for passengers, I suppose. The airline has said by cancelling some flights, it's managed to protect others. And it's also told pilots overnight that it's suspending their travel privileges, which allows them access cheap tickets at short notice. Now, the airline says this is to enable more seats to be available for passengers in cases where flights have been cancelled. But the pilot's view is this is a further attempt by the airline to ratchet up pressure on them.
Well, both sides expressing hope on this, Will, at the moment. But is there any indication really about how this could progress?
Well, it's all about the talks now, Cian. I mean, ahead of the start of the talks this morning, nobody had any significant expectations of major progress being made today. So we'll have to wait and see whether enough common ground can be found here to enable them to continue into the afternoon, maybe the evening and beyond. But there is still a very big gap between the positions, we understand. So for now, at least, I think we can expect that disruption to continue.
Will Goodbody, thank you.